All right. Come back in the fourth quarter. Score is 45-18.
You didn't keep that many balloons as a kid, did you?
Cole has rushed past the off to Wing puts it up for three, and that's good. Making it 21-45. Did you get that, Alonzo?
Oh my God.
Wing, 3-3.
Three?
Yeah. Again, Raquel Schoolcraft, then she passes it off to Marsha Gray. Marsha Gray loses it, and that goes out of bounds off of...
I know. Just like a joke
on it. Off of Zan. Oh, no, goes out of bounds off of...
What if they actually saw green inflatable
hands? Listen, for the next couple of minutes, you should be hearing me talking about this, so...
You can move the...
No, they have to hear this.
All right, let's see. How do I keep forgetting Larson? Larson off to Wing, Wing over to Zanow, Zanow to Larson over on the left. Puts it up for two. No good. Rebounded by Cannell. Kohler. I was going to say Cannell. Oh, man.
Did you call that?
Dude, she's been. Who put that up for two?
Kohler, but it was no good.
Oh, was it they call travel?
Yeah.
Okay. Needs to call.
Keegan Ruxton has run. She passes it over to Nelson. Nelson puts it up for three. No good. Rebounded by...
Nelson being Tanisha Nelson.
Yeah, sorry. She rebounded by Wing, and that goes out of bounds off of Johnson. Swivet has the ball now. Ozott hands it off to...
Larson.
Larson off to...
Zanow.
Off to Wing. Wing up for three again, and that's good. Making it 24-45, 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game. Jackson's going to take the ball down. Pass it over to Schoolcraft on the right. Schoolcraft's going to drive down. Pulls back. She passes it up to Nelson at the top. Nelson loses it. Luckily, Schoolcraft is right there. Schoolcraft drives in left. She puts it up. She puts it up for two. Swinton with the rebound.
Is kick ball violation not a thing?
It is, but that wasn't like... That should have been kick ball.
Is it not as strict, maybe?
Like it's I don't think it's as strict. I think it's just like...
I mean, if you go out there and punt it.
I mischief ball after going out of bounds off of a Glacier Bear. Buxton's going to be taking it down for the mischiefs.
Finally got this inflated.
Buxton passed it over to Nelson. Nelson's going to drive in. Pass it out to Milne. Milne's going to pass it back to Nelson. Nelson turns, puts it up for two. No good. Rebounded by Kohler. Kohler passes off to Swinton. Swinton takes down with 5 minutes and 38 seconds left. Swinton passes it down to Larson. Larson up for three. No good. Rebounded by Milne. Milne's going to drive in. One on two. She puts it up for two. No good. Jump ball. That'll be mischief ball.
Night dog, instant mode.
We have Gross subbing in for the Glacier Bears.
I've got a hand in his mouth, ready to use it. Can we go put it?
What is yours? Oh my God. Here we go. We also had Zanow subbing out.
They should have gotten the actual foam fingers.
I know. Buxton has the ball now. The machine's passed over to Nelson on the left. Nelson inside of Milne. Gets it knocked away. Milne tries to knock it back, but it goes out of bounds. That'll be Glacier Bears ball.
He was number one. Smitty Warbin, Jaegerman, Jensen.
Say that five times fast.
Ryan's got a Reese's bar in his back pocket. Some Reese's cups. All right, Swinton has the ball now. She goes in for two, and that's good, making the score 26-45.
We would have described what was happening there, but it was kind of just nonsense.
It was. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left.
Does anyone else hear, like, that cracking? Sorry.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, it's
my mouthpiece.
Oh, man, this ball was, like, rolling around. Like a kick ball.
Complete nonsense.
Milne has it now. Pass it over to Buxton. Buxton drives in, puts it up for two, and it's good. Making it 37-26, 4 minutes and 25 seconds left. Look at this.
We're
going to do a complete full sub out of the team.
Now that
would be a mean
skill. And also,
Winston has the ball, steps over to
Larson.
Deegan.
Oh.
I was trying to remember Deegan's name.
I'm sorry, I misheard you.
Nelson drives in, puts it up for two. No good.
Whoa. We got about
She was like 3 feet higher than anybody.
I don't even know if anyone else jumped.
Yeah.
Like, it's that hard to tell.
Larson, you should try and dunk it.
Larson has the ball. She drives in. Passes it off to Segan, who loses it. Buxton comes out with just passes off to Nelson. Nelson passes it down to Milne. Milne is going to decide to slow it down with 3 minutes, 40 seconds left.
All starters waiting to sub back in, as is, I almost called her Bradley. Brady Bradford.
Woo, Nelson, ooh. Nelson drives in, puts it up for two. No good.
Hold on. Gross taking a fall.
Yeah, she hurt her ankle, and now she's, whole new mischief's come in.
All the starters coming back.
I don't do well around pain, unless it's mental pain, and then I enjoy it a lot.
Segan subs out. And Lettison subs out.
Oh, yeah.
That's how loud the clapping is, you can hear it from here.
Inflatable hand.
That's not me hitting the mountain.
I want you to announce this basketball game.
Go team.
Go team, go.
Phoenix was number one.
Smitty Weber Jagerman Jensen.
Yeah, if you can say Smitty Weber Jagerman Jensen 5 times in a row fast.
Not on the air.
No?
I can't even say it once.
Hey.
Smitty Weber Jagerman Jensen?
I'm just going to call him Smitty for short.
I thought that's you.
But Jensen's his last name. We always do the last name on here. Come on.
I flip that, not just the whole table.
I know. Choose to flip the radio instead of the table.
All right, come back in. Swinton's got the ball.
I'm
going to
flip this.
Swinton's got the ball. She passes it down to kind of like a wing. Wing passes it inside the middle. Held it up for two, and that's good. Making the score 28-47. 3 minutes and 5 seconds left. Oh, my goodness. Did you see that? Uh-huh. And Teresa, almost killed each other. They ran into each other, not knowing.
They just had the same idea.
Gray has the ball. She passed it in to Hayward, and Nelson for two. No good. Oh, almost rebounded by Smith. Rebounded by Hayward, who just tosses it out.
Yeah.
Teresa gets it. Pass, shot, pass inside. Gray gets it stolen. Wing pass left to Swin.
They're too tall because when they try to pass it in like that, their arms
they're just used
to a different length.
I know. They're just like, nope.
The smaller you are, the quicker you are. It's a known fact.
Color gets it knocked away. Bradford has it. No, wait. Yeah, Bradford. Bradford has it out to win. Lean for three again, making it 31-47. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Wait, was that Bradford?
No, it was Wing, I just said.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what I'm thinking. I keep seeing Bradford and thinking, Bradford.
I wonder if that's true. If the smaller you are, the quicker you are.
No, it's not. Most, like, the Olympic runners and stuff, for, like, the short-distance sprints, are, like, between 6 foot to 6 foot three.
Because you have longer strides.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're not so tall that you have too much bone mass to carry around.
Full timeout called.
Logic and science in sports. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk?
If you saw the Super Bowl, though, you know that luck can come into play, too.
Yeah.
Like, basically, every point that the Seahawks score is luck.
Just in case you guys don't know, I was a Patriots fan.
You thought I was going to say that last interception. Oh, really? No, that wasn't luck.
Yeah, I stole it.
Oh, man. All right, it's still 31-47. 2 minutes and 8 seconds left.
Some people steal basketballs. I steal high fives. That'd be awesome to come up with something else.
Hey, high five, bro.
Some random guy. Boom, stole it.
I was almost about to ask who steals the basketball, but I was thinking in the literal sense, not in the figurative I'm playing sense.
Maybe it's an award-winning basketball thing, you know, like Michael Jordan shot with his ball, so if somebody steals it, that would make sense. And like his autograph, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people have stolen things from him.
People.
Swinton with the ball at the top.
No, it's not. No, I'm just showing. Swinton to go in. Oh, Corpus is knocked out. Gray comes out with it. She's driving down. Oh, she's going all the way. Ah, loses it out of bounds. That'll be
Hank Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears ball.
That was the anticlimactic.
At least shots and cheap.
I thought she was
going
to go and put it up and, like, draw a foul or something, but no. Oh, well. Sitting with the ball now.
She
trust inside the coercion. Look at her trust. Why did she bring it down?
Nelson, get with the steal. Gets the stall on herself.
Ring loses it to Smith. Smith drives in, puts it up to two. No good. Gary.
Nelson with the rebound.
Two.
That's a ball.
Four and a half. That was pretty rough.
The games when everyone's lazy are always the best for me because they're always more funny. And I love funny.
Oh my goodness. Wetzel. Come on. Tanisha Nelson, Philip Gray, Madison James, Tegan Buxton, and Katrina Boom Crusher Johnson.
I think the starters were a little too uppity, and that's why I took them out.
Uppity. That's a good word.
They were too energetic. Put it down.
That's what uppity means. Never mind.
I know.
Let's add it at the top. Gives it over to Ring.
Ring. Who's up for a two? No good. She should have put up for a three. Goes out of bounds. Marcia Gray, like, shoves Katrina out of the way for the ball. Lucky though, she, like, hit the last pad. I don't know why we haven't extended the pads.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, they're supposed to cover the entire mat. This is like not even a quarter. Ring puts up for another three. No good.
Ooh.
Jump ball call. That was, God, this is like a, this is like MMA we're watching.
She put all of her weight on top of her and slammed it down.
So those jump ball will be misused. That's like MMA. 1 minute, 9 seconds left, 31-47.
Now you know why we have wrestling here.
Buxton with the ball. She passed it over to James.
None of them did it.
Yes.
I mean, it's true.
Oh, James loses the ball, gets it back. Oh, well, travel. She didn't roll too late.
But I was full on, like, trying to going down the court.
This is, if you were in the NFL, you could do that.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not in the NFL.
I'm going to be so awesome.
They always say the knee, but it's once there's, like, more than 2 points of contact or something like that.
Not in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah, because NFL, we'll talk about this after.
Yeah.
Bradford drives down, loses the ball. Kohler comes out with it, puts it up for two, no good. 40 seconds left. Rebounded by Gray off to Johnson. Johnson loses the ball. I can't tell who that is. Bradford goes up for two, no good. We get fouled on the shot. So what I was saying, NFL, you're only down if you're, like, 2 points of contact are touching and somebody's touching you.
That's right.
And if NCAA is when
it's more than 2 points of contact in general.
Well, you can have like a foot and a hand down and still run.
Well, that's still 2 points of contact. Well, you can catch yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. It's iffy.
Yeah, it just depends. Bradford puts up a first shot, no good, 47-31. But yeah, wouldn't that be crazy? Like you're in the NFL and nobody's by you and you just roll for a touchdown. Like you're on the 1 yard line and you catch it and you fall and nobody's there and you just like.
I'm pretty sure Marshawn Lynch could have did that.
They see me in the road.
Yeah, for a second shot, it was good, making the score 32-47.
I'm totally blanking out. Was that good one?
The first one was no good.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I have written down here.
Buxton with the ball, 25 seconds left, pass over to Nelson. Nelson drives in, pass it out to Johnson. Johnson up for two, no good. Rebounded by James, floundered around for a bit. Wing comes out with it, passes it off. Johnson steals the field for two.
No!
She puts it back up for two. No good. James puts it up for two again. That time it's good.
Yeah.
There's the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
2-1. Wing puts up the last second three. No good. Score 49-32. That was pretty exciting right there.
That was
the last 2 seconds for them.
It was. This Chiefs win. We'll have another game tomorrow at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock on the dot.